Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Look like you are ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you have blessed us in good health, that we are able to come to your house, and you have given us the priority to be here than any other place. And you are going to make them your priority. Wherever they are, you are going to open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God should justify, he would justify the heathen through faith. Scripture is seeing about what God is going to do. Scripture foresees that God would justify heathen through faith, preaching before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. What is gospel? Gospel means through you all nations should be blessed. It's not just confessing your sin, getting saved, going to heaven. So in John 8 chapter, when these people, you know, the Jews, carrot juice, orange juice, apple juice, these Jews, you know, that's what they're amount to. They don't see anything. And they were talking to Jesus. Oh, our father is Abraham, John 8 chapter. Our father is Abraham. Don't tell me that we do the works of the Father. And Jesus said, 8 chapter verse 39, if Abraham is your father, Jesus said unto them, you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Amen? So, people ask, should we tithe in the New Testament? You are the seed of Abraham. If he's your father, you do the works what he did. Amen? That one verse will answer all their question. Yeah. So, and then he said, verse 8 chapter verse, Jesus said, verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my days, and he saw it and was glad. Whenever Jesus talks some deep revelation, they're confused. And I'll show you what they do. And Jesus said, and then they said, what? He saw your days? You came about 30 years ago. You're talking about 2,023 years after Adam. You saw. And Jesus said unto, you are not even 50 years old. You are talking as though you are 2,023 years old. And, you know, Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, he didn't say I was, I am. Our God has no time. Time is a confinement that confines the human being. It doesn't limit God. So God works beyond time, before time, outside time. You know, when you show faith, it's always now. When the When the thief on the cross, penitent thief, the repentant thief, he said, Lord, remember me when you come in thy kingdom. He showed faith which nobody around the cross showed. They all ridiculed and criticized, if you are the Christ and come. They all had the question. The thief answered their question. The priests and all those who followed him heard his teaching. If you are the Christ, and Jesus, and thief said, he's not only the Christ, he is the Lord. And when the thief talked like that, the thief wanted Jesus to remember him 2,000 years from at that time when Jesus returns. And Jesus said, if you can speak that kind of faith, there is no time for you. Not 2,000 years from now, today. Amen? Everybody say today. Everybody say again, today. When you have faith, every blessing you like to see, some sweet by and by, is going to land on your thigh today. Amen. Some sweet by and by. Don't need to wait for a sweet by and by. Your faith brings it today. Amen. It is a concept. Faith is the substance. In Greek it says, faith is the hypostasis that stands under, that supports what you are believing for. Faith gives the substance. Faith is the substance. Faith does not give you substance. If you have faith, you have the substance. In Hebrew chapter 1, verse 3, Jesus being the brightness of his glory. That means he is the light of the lamp. He is the light, brightness. When you turn the switch on, you see the brightness of the bulb, right? Jesus is a switch that turns God on. And then the express image. Are you seeing Hebrew 1:3? And Jesus is the brightness of his glory. He is the switch that turns on God. God is like the bulb. Jesus is the switch that turns on the bulb to show the way. And the express image of his person. God is invisible. He is expressing his substance. Express image of his person means hypostasis. Faith is the hypostasis. That means faith is the substance of things you are expecting to get. You don't see yet. And faith says, I have what you're looking for. You understand that? Like, tree is the substance of the table, pulpit you are looking for to make. Between tree and the table, something called work between. With the substance alone, you don't get what you're looking for. You got to have the work between this raw material and the finished product. Everybody say faith is the raw material. I have the raw material. I have to put it to work. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then the manifested finished product will come. So Jesus is also the raw material. Walking around on the earth, he put some work on the cross. Amen? That brought the things the humanity was hoping for. Praise the Lord. So he is the brightness of his glory. He is the expressing image, the substance of the invisible God. He made the invisible visible. Amen? So he is the faith. Jesus is that faith. Praise the Lord. Amen? So, and then that third verse also goes, upholding all things with what? Read it. Upholding all things by the word of his, not by the power of his word. I'll show you the difference. Not by the power of his word, by the word of his power. That means the word taps the resources of power of God. Amen? If you say, by the power of his word, so the power comes from the word. But the word brings the power out of the Godhead. Upholding all things by the word of his power. You know that word of his power, the word. If you check Greek, I have that Bible. It is the rhema. How does the word brings the power from the source? When the word becomes the rhema. Amen? So, Jesus being the faith, the scripture foreseeing, again Galatians 3:8, scripture foreseeing that God would justify heathen through faith. You see, heathen through faith, what did the scripture do? Preach the gospel to Abraham. Preach the gospel to Abraham, saying, saying what? Huh? What? That is the gospel. If you don't have enough blessing for others, you don't have the gospel. Amen? Everybody say, I have the gospel. Through me, India will be blessed. 1.25 billion people. Amen? If you have, that means every member of the church must get involved in reaching the nation. Understand? Every member, if every member has the gospel. Why some people don't support mission? They don't have the gospel. So they are not able to send the gospel. Amen? Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Everybody knows that. My God shall supply what? All your what? And still every church I go, how many of you have need? Lots of hands go up. So, God didn't supply all your need. He's not taking this promise for everybody. Those who have memorized Philippians 4:19, I cannot claim because they memorized. They should do what the Philippians did from 9th verse onwards. And the 13th verse also everybody is quoting. I can do all things through Christ. Strengtheneth me. It's not for everybody. It is for those like the Philippians verse 9. What is verse 9 says? What is it? And then 10th verse. You always care for me. And verse 14. You lacked opportunity to bless me. You didn't have a postage stamp to put your check, he said. You had the check written. You're looking for the stamp, envelope. You lost your opportunity. Verse 14. And then 15. You know what he's saying? You not only gave me offering when I preach at your church at Philippi, when I went to Macedonia, you also sent some money there. You understand? You have an overflow. In thee shall all nations be blessed. You began to bless me even when I leave Philippi and go to Macedonia. To such people says, my God shall supply all your need, because you supply the need for preaching the gospel. Amen? God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Those of you who came Saturday, I said, John 4:17. Herein is the love perfect, made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, which is crisis. The word judgment in Greek is crisis. Because as he is, so are we in this world. When some challenge comes, we will have boldness to face the challenge. Amen? As he is, so are we. When the storm blew, the boat was full of water. Hey, it was a crisis. The disciple who didn't have faith cried, "We are perishing." Then the faith himself arose, rebuked, calling things that were not there. He said in Mark 4, chapter 39, peace. There was no peace there. He called for what was not there. So in the day of judgment, in the day of crisis, when you are judged how good you are, you go to court, you know, you are judged how good you are. You are vindicated. In the day of judgment, you will have boldness to speak, because as he is, so are we in this world. So look at this. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's not just giving you the rent when you lack rent, supplying your need. He'll meet all your need according to his lifestyle in glory. According to what? His riches in glory. Amen. As he is, so we should be on this earth. So, still people have need. Christians should never be need-oriented. Should always be supply-oriented. They should say, my cup runneth over. I'm looking for empty vessel to fill it up. Why they don't fill it up? They don't see the El Shaddai in their life. The woman cried in 2 Kings chapter 4, Prophet Elisha, I'm in debt. I'm in debt. He said, what do you have? And she always starts with nothing. You know, the American saying usually, you don't happen to have a pen, do you? You already answered your own question. You don't happen to have a pen, do you? Well, do you have a pen? That's how you should ask. Devil said, hath God said? Eve should say, God hath said. Same three words. You see, unscramble the devil's word. Give the full picture. Hath God said? She should have said, God hath said. Amen? Things are very simple. And this woman was panic-stricken, crying unto Elisha, I'm in danger. I'm meeting the day of my judgment. I'm facing crisis. Elisha said, or do you like him? In the wilderness, 5,000 men plus 7,000 women came. He said, feed them. with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Are you like him? He said, feed the empty stomach with what you have. Elisha said, I'm going to show you the same principle. What do you have? He said, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. What do you have, woman? I have a little cruse of oil. Pour that oil into all the empty vessel abroad, it says. Go borrow. Amen? Praise the Lord. We are well taken care of. There are empty vessels abroad. That's what the word says. Borrow not few vessels from abroad. So what he's saying, like you are 5 loaves and 2 fish, you start giving. Elisha said, the little oil you have, start pouring. Amen? Jesus said to the man of the withered hand, he was withered hand, disabled, living by grace. Disability gets some welfare. I told you on Saturday, wilderness people ate manna. What is that name of manna in present age? Food stamps. God's food stamps. Amen? They didn't pay anything because they couldn't pay anything. They couldn't find work. They can sow and reap. So it's got to come from the federal, heavenly federal government. Amen? Elisha said the same principle. Hey, you think what you have is not enough for you? Sure. As long as you keep it in your kitchen, you are out of business. When you start giving away, you will start selling that oil. Pay your debt and sell that oil, live the rest of your life. Amen. Give the 5 loaves and 2 fish. You're going to eat for many more days. 12 baskets are coming with you. Understand? You give through your hand, and the return does not come into your hand. Give, and it shall be. How? Good measure. And then? Press down. And then? And then? And then? The men shall give. You are one man giving. How many are giving to you? Men. Shall men give into your hand? Where are they going to put it? Bosom. Understand, God's principle is that he gives only the seed to the sower. Amen? In the meantime, the harvest comes, he also gives bread for eating. Praise the Lord. So, scripture foreseeing God would justify heathen through faith, preach the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations should be. Pronounce the word blessed. Blessed. Amen. People used to say some slogans in some churches, faith churches. How are you? I'm blessed. Really? How much did you put offering today? $5? You're not really blessed. You haven't started tithing. I told you Saturday, bring ye how many tithes? All tithes. Where? There are more than one kinds of tithe. If you earn the money, $10,000, and your tithe will be how much? After you saw $10,000, that's called the grace tithe. There is another tithe called faith tithe. You want to have $20,000, you are griping and praying. Stop praying, man. Give $2,000 you will get 20,000. That's called faith tithe. I just think about something else now. People blame us saying, name it, claim it, people. Right? Listen, everybody knows this song, sing it. Count your blessing, sing it. Count your blessing. You don't want to sing? You're one of those who wouldn't obey. Everybody sing, count your blessing. Huh? What are you hesitating? You don't know it? Oh, never heard that song. Count your blessing, name them one by one. Count your blessing, name, see what God has done. Count your many blessing, count your all the blessing, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. You don't know that, huh? It's an old hymn. How many of you know already? Did you sing? Okay. You're okay now. So, these people who blame us know this song. That's coming from him. Not from her. That's coming from him. Count your blessing, name them one by one. Count your many blessing and see what God has done. So they are counting after what God has done, right? Amen? That's grace singing. This is faith singing. We are counting the blessing before it happens. So they are naming the blessing after it happened, right? Count your blessing, name them. Now they are naming the blessing. Now we are naming the blessing before it happens. This is faith stuff. They don't understand it. I think you got the clear picture. They name one by one. And when we name the blessing, they say, name it, claim it, people. These are all the Old Testament style. They worship the Lord on the seventh day after every blessing came. We worship the Lord on the first day before everything comes. Amen? Okay, here we see three things I'm going to tell you. In thee shall all the nations, scripture, everybody say scripture. And then the next one, he preached the gospel to Abraham. Everybody say Abraham. Saying, in thee shall all nations shall be blessed. Everybody say blessed. So first, the scripture. Second, Abraham. Third, blessing. The total gospel. I preach in a Bible college, all the students I preach to, pastors seminar, about 49,000 pastors we trained in our 30 years. We preach to youth rallies and the Bible college, so many different places. Been preaching in New Jersey, 80 nations were coming. It's a free Bible college in New Jersey. It's a big church. He asked me to teach there, and I'm telling them, the first day, they all ask me. They're from Ukraine, Estonia, Africa, Ghana, Uganda, Brazil, Peru, different countries. They are coming. Uganda, Kazakhstan, every country, 80 countries. And I began to teach blessing of God, and then they all come and ask me, would you buy me a laptop before we go? Already their courses are free. The food is free for 5 months. It is 2 years course condensed in 5 months because all the international get visa for 6 months only, visitor visa. So finish the course in 5 months, all the 2 years course. And the housing free, new state-of-the-art townhouses. They are having free housing, free food, free tuition, and they still want me to buy them a laptop. And then I said, we'll talk on the end of this week, 50-day lesson. After that, we'll talk. So fourth day, I began to teach about the power of the seed, giving power. So God told Adam, God told Adam, this is the timer or the timer or the time? Timer. Really? Sister Rebecca, is this a timer? That means I so far spoken 7 minutes? Anyway, those of you watching me on Facebook, just relax in your... You're fine. Praise God. Oh, okay, okay. Amen. We did copy that in New Jersey. I don't know what happened. Anyway, praise God. So, what did I say last? They asked for a laptop. I taught them the power of the seed. So God told Abraham, he blessed him and be fruitful and multiply, replenish and subdue, have dominion. Amen. Everybody like to have dominion only. They don't do the first four. So to do the first four, God gave him in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 29. He said to all the beasts, everything that moves and flies, I have given them the herb to eat for their meat. And verse 30, he said to Adam, he said, I have given you the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding seed for you as a meat. When he talked to the animals, he never mentioned seed because animals don't sow seed. If you don't sow seed, So to Adam, he said, you sow seed. The animals have only herb. Adam has a fruit tree yielding seed. He's got the herb and also fruit tree. Praise the Lord. So to you I have given seed. So when you begin to understand, it's in the seed your fruit tree will grow. It's your harvest is inside the seed. All the apples you want to have are in your hand in the form of seed. Amen. And then the second chapter of Genesis, verse 5, it says, under every herb, God has not caused it to rain because there was no man to till the ground. Because there was no shortage of rain in the cloud, there was no need for a rain. And then verse 6 says, Genesis 2:6, and there went up a mist from the earth to wet the face of the earth. Just a little dab, just so you go to the sink and wash your face. No full shower on the bathtub floating jacuzzi for you. Because there's no need for you to have a rain. Why? There was no man to till. Until you sow seed, you will have a mist kind of blessing, not the rain kind of blessing. Mist kind of blessing come from the earth. You will have some earthly blessing. You won't have the rain kind of blessing from above. I don't know how far you can catch it. So, Genesis chapter 2 verse 5, he didn't cause it to rain until Genesis chapter 7 and 11. Everybody say G711. That's when the rain started coming. How many days? Listen carefully. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Somebody read it loud, boldly, with a man's voice, boldly. Come on. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. No. Second Timothy chapter 8, verse 7. 2 Timothy, verse 7. I mean, 2:7. Yeah, 7 and 8. So that's why I'm mixed up with 8. 2 Timothy 2:7. 2 Timothy 2:7. Now, consider what I say. You better consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding. You need to understand what I'm saying. Because there was no man to till the ground to sow seed, God didn't cause rain kind of blessing. Only the earth kind of missed blessing. A lot of Christians are living with a missed blessing from the earth, not rain kind of blessing from above. Amen? So because of that, 1,656 years, there was no rain. Imagine the world. That means no fruit tree grew from Adam to Noah. It takes rain for the fruit tree to grow, right? Produce. The mist from the earth is called the sprinkler system. With the sprinkler system, what grows? Yes. That's the herb for the animal. If you want to have a delight of eating fruits, you should have rain. Fruit tree doesn't grow in the sprinkler system. It's for the grass. Amen? There are lots of Christians living with a grass level blessing. How tall is the grass? One of those heights, Canaanites, Mennonites, Amorites, and the shoe height. One kind of people, how tall were they? Shoe height, the shortest people. So grass grows to what height? Shoe height. I talk a lot of different things in a revelation manner. Okay, God should give you understanding. So when you have only mist from the earth, earthly kind of blessing, the sprinkler system blessing, your life is like a shoe height grass blessing. So you are only shoe height blessing means everybody has to, anybody looking at the shoe like this or like this? So you are always looked down upon. Your life is right there. Amen? How many years rain didn't come? Can you imagine? Seth never ate fruits. Enos never ate fruit. Canaan never ate fruit. Mahalalel never ate fruit. Jared never ate fruit. Enoch never ate fruit. Methuselah never ate fruit. Lamech never ate fruit. They all had only the dry bush, whatever they can get their hands on. Understand it. When you begin to obey the word of God in those dry season and act according to what he said, you're going to get all the 1,656 years blessing in 40 days. It's going to take some understanding to understand what I'm saying. So how did the 40-day rain came? When God told Noah, prepare the ark. And Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. Can you see it? That's the word first time appear. Everybody loves that word. First time in the Bible that word appears. What is that word? No. Genesis 6 verse 8. Noah. What happened to Noah? No? Noah? Found grace. That's the first time the word grace comes. Noah found grace. So he is going to test his faith now. And God told him to build an ark. Not canoe. Build an ark. What for, Lord? I'm going to send a flood. I haven't seen rain. My grand, great granddad never seen rain. Almost 3.75 billion people. As many people living now, that many people lived from Adam to Noah. You know why? At the age of 130, Adam got Seth, and he lived 800 years after that. He begat sons and daughters for 800 years. They begat, they married, everybody got children after they got the first one mentioned in Genesis 5th chapter. Their population was just like our population. That's why, as it was in the days of Noah, everything connected to the present time, the end time. End time will be like Noah's days. The only difference is not going to be judgment by the flood. It's going to be judgment by the fire. Amen? So, how did this thing happen? 1,656 years. Shortage of blessing from above. Triggered by one man. Why? Hebrew chapter 11 verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, built an ark for the saving of his family. By it he obtained righteousness. Amen? And did it by faith. Understand now. Nobody saw rain. And God is not talking, you know, the rain your great-granddads were waiting for, I'm going to send it. No. He said, I'm going to send what? Everybody say flood. When you never seen rain, if you can believe for flood, that's faith. Understand? Nothing good ever happened to me, people think. Nothing ever good happened to me. When you can believe in that situation, the good is not coming, the best is coming. Amen? When nothing good happened, you're getting your best. Amen? Why? Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. He didn't sleep under the tree of grace. If he had slept, oh, I found grace. Nobody found grace from Adam till now. I found grace. If he slept without cutting a tree and making an ark, he would also gone. So he began to put some work. He built an ark. Amen? He built an ark. Where did you think he built an ark? In the sea coast? No. Inside the land. Amen? So everybody would have criticized. Name it, Crimean people, man, you Noah. But because he acted by faith, he put a seed called building an ark. Amen? That seed made him to float in the judgment day. In the crisis, the day of crisis. Understand? So when you understand that concept, in you shall all the nation be blessed. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, 1,656 years, no rain. Why? Nobody sowed. Like 2 Corinthians 8:7, we read, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us, you abound in all this thing. See that you increase, abound in giving also. That means you can be so godly. You know, faith to love is the ultimate growth. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8, you see, from faith, brotherly love, temperance, all those things, and to charity. Faith, hope, love. Faith is the beginning, love is the finality. So as you abound in faith, starting and then ending in love, still they could be stingy people. Don't know how to sow. A good example, Enoch walked with God. He didn't sow. You see, he walked with God 300 years. He didn't know how to sow. Otherwise, rain would have come. Because even the godly who has faith, who has knowledge of the word of God, who has love and diligent in everything, they may not grow in this grace of giving. Praise the Lord. So, because Noah is the one who started sowing the seed according to his word, he was floating. Look at this. Because of him, 1,656 years blessing came in 40 days. It came in such a way, it has to cover the whole earth. Amen? And then it has to be moved to be called the sea. 70% are sea, 30% are land. Do you know that? So your blessing, after covering the earth, still some leftover, that's called sea. That kind of God we have. Amen? He said to Abraham, Abraham, I'll make you a great nation. Genesis 12 verse 2. And I will bless thee. I will make your name great. First make you a great nation. And then bless you. Make your name. Unlisted telephone number. Make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. In thee shall all nations be blessed. Amen. How will they be blessed? Listen to this. I will bless them that bless you. In order for all nations to be blessed, all nation has to first bless Abraham. Listen now. You may hear all kinds of things on television. You know Kofi? Anybody know Kofi? John Hagee's organization. Christians United for Israel. That's called Kofi. Big thing. And then all the teachers and the preachers are saying, God said, I'll bless those who bless Israel, right? You agree that? Right? It's not correct. God never said that. How can such preachers say that? God didn't say, I'll bless those who bless Israel. And they also say, I'll come to that. They all say, Christianity came from the Israel, right? That's also wrong. Israel came from the Christians. Who is the first Christian? Abraham. We are the seed of who? Abraham. If you be Christ, Galatians 3:29, if we be Christ, then you are the seed of? So Christians are seed of Abraham. Christianity began 1948 years after Adam was created. Abraham was the first Christian. You know that? And Israel, who is Israel? Jacob, right? He was not blessed. He had to fight to get his blessing. Understand? You have to understand the scripture with the deep revelations. He wasn't blessed by God immediately. He had to fight to get his blessing. He had some fracture before he got blessing. Thigh fracture. You know how he got blessed? God touched where? Thigh. What is at the thigh level? I don't know how you understand. When you allow God to touch this, then you get the blessing. Until you allow God to touch your wallet, you have to wrestle for your blessing. Understand? Hey, this is a different seminar, man. I'm giving you deep truth. In these one verse, Galatians 3:8, in thee shall all nations be blessed. That's the gospel. So, in order for you to have a gospel, you have to have three things. Everybody say three. The whole message is concluded in this thought. Three things. What are the three things? First, the word, the scripture. Second, the name, Abraham. Third, the blessing. Amen? Word. Where was the gospel first spoken? Genesis 3:15. Thy seed, talking to the woman. Woman doesn't have seed. That seed is the word of God. Amen? In thy seed. When God spoke, that's the seed. He said it. It manifested through Mary. Praise the Lord. First, you should have the word. We are doing ministry, not just a church-changing ministry, changing the people of the church. We are doing ministry, a nation-changing ministry. This year, 2019, a radical revival will come to India, not only India, to all the Hindu Indians around the world. The CD I'm making, going to send it around the world. Before they try to catch me, they will all be chained to be Christians. Amen? Hallelujah. It's because all their slogans, their mantras in the temples, all about Jesus Christ. Because it is said in Sanskrit, nobody understood it. It's a priestly language, Brahmins. They are very tricky people. They didn't want that to be spoken in the local language. Even though the governors and the president said, hey, God knows all language, why don't you do the mantra in the local language? They wouldn't do it. Okay? So, okay, coming back to this. First, you should have the word. Amen? Everybody say word. Second, name. Gospel in the name. Genesis chapter 5. Everybody look at it. Genesis chapter 5, verse 3. Every three words. Every third verse. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, and 18, 21, and then jumps to 25. What do you see on verse 3? You know, in India, you know how the preaching is there? When a preacher says a word, immediately two people read it aloud. There will be a competition. Oh, one at a time, please. You understand? That kind of practice is not in the Western world. Even before the projection came, they never read it. When you read the word from there, the anointing not only coming from here, it's coming from back also. Amen? It won't, devil cannot sit in that congregation because the word is coming from front and back. Amen. What is that? Genesis 5, 3 says, Adam lived 130 years and then he begat, called his name Seth. Seth means 424, the previous chapter, appointed. Okay, now I'm going to tell you. Adam begot Seth, third verse. And then Seth begot Enos, sixth verse. And then Enos begot Canaan, ninth verse, okay? Canaan begot Mahalalel. What verse? 12th verse, okay? And Mahalalel begot Jared, 15th verse, okay? Jared begot Enoch, okay? What verse? 18th. Enoch begot Methuselah, 21. Methuselah begot Lamech. Now it's jumping four words. 25. Lamech. And Lamech begot Noah. Listen carefully. like Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:7, I pray that you will have understanding of what I'm saying. Adam means man. How many of you know that? Adam means man. Let us make Adam. That's what he said. Let us make man means, in Hebrew, Adam is man. Adam means man. Everybody say man. Seth means appointed. Say appointed. Enos means mortal. Mortal, mortality. Enoch means mortal. Okay? And then Canaan means sorrow. Okay, now say all four together. Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan. Man, appointed, mortal, sorrow. Mahalalel is great God. Jared means shall come down. Enoch means teaching. Methuselah means his death shall bring. Lamech means the depraved, forsaken in poverties. In Noah means rest and comfort. Gospel in the name. Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, man appointed mortal sorrow. Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. Great God shall come down. Jared means shall come down, meaning of the Hebrew. Enoch means teaching. Methuselah means when he died, that flood came. His death shall bring judgment upon. Lamech means the poverty, forsaken, depraved. Noah means rest and comfort. That's gospel. So, Abraham means blessing. Jesus means, thou shalt call his name Jesus, he shall be what? Great. Gabriel's prophecy, sevenfold prophecy, you shall conceive in thy womb, receive the word, and meditate, you will bring forth a son. When meditation brings the result of the word, right? Meditate, you shall bring forth a son, and call his name Jesus. First the word, second the name. Third, he shall be great in the sight of God. Fourth, he shall rule the house of Jacob forever. God, Father, shall give the throne of his father David. And his kingdom shall have no end. You see the sevenfold prophecy? Every prophecy has a first coming and second coming. First coming, she conceived the word. She brought forth a son. They called his name Jesus. He was great. The other thing has not happened. He is not ruling the house of Jacob. He hasn't got the throne of his father David. His unending kingdom hasn't manifested. Do you all follow? Amen. So through the name gospel. So what I'm saying, before you go and preach the gospel, I teach all the pastors and leaders, you should have the word. Number, you should have a good name. When somebody calls your name, they know who you, what you represent. So when we both go, oh, Pastor John Paul and Pastor Mercy are here. When they come into a church, the curse is gone. Poverty and sickness and all calamity. We teach people how to rebuke a tornado, how to rebuke a hurricane. We teach people how to stop calamity. Amen? Praise the Lord. So when we walk into a church, they are here. Sin is gone. Now the curse will be gone. It takes 1 second for the sins to be forgiven. It takes years for the curse to be removed. Have you thought about it? You know why? To forgive the sin, he does the job. To get the curse out, you and God has to do it. You sow and he grows. Amen? Everywhere we put an offering in an envelope, I just put one word. Sow seed or grow weed. Amen? I'm telling you today, this is the gospel. If you think you have the gospel full, people call full gospel when they receive the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. That's not full gospel. That's the beginning gospel. Full gospel means you should have supply. My God shall supply all your need, right? According to his riches in glory. So, my God shall supply all your need. What does God have? What? What God has? Supply. What people have? Need. That has to change because as he is. It's not just quoting the scripture alone. I can do all things. You cannot do all things. You cannot do all things. Well, if I say all of you come to India, how much is the plane ticket? $1,500, oh my God. You still have a need of $1,500. You should have supply. Amen? Lift your right hand and say, from today onwards, I will have no need. I am supply oriented. My cup runneth over. Because as he is, so am I. Hallelujah. So, you have to have every pattern God did. In Genesis first chapter, in the beginning God, that's the word. In the beginning was the word. And then he named light. He named firmament. He named the dry land earth. Okay? Word and the name. And then the blessing. What is the blessing? Fill the space with the stars, sun, moon. Fill the water with the fish and the sky with the fowl. And fill the land with all the thing growing and wonderful. Blessing. Word. Everybody say word. Name. Blessing. Praise the Lord. Everybody should have all these things. Then you have the gospel. Then you are ready to change somebody else. When you yourself have a need, you need a change. How can you change others when you are in need? I told one example about what happened in 1800 in USA. A lot of people don't know. There was a man, young man, 18 years old. He was a very hardworking man. When he was about 22 or 23, he read the scripture, Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. There are 9 beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are hunger. This beatitude is called better than all 9. The all other 9 are blessed, blessed, blessed. This one is more blessed. So that man got fascinated. So I'm going to give and find out how it is blessed, more blessed. He stopped at the market every day, 5 o'clock. In 1800, he was giving dimes away. That's like a $10 now. Dimes away every day. He'll bring bunch of dimes and give away. After he runs out, he'll go home. Next day, he'll come and stand there every day. Just imagine, some of you are going to do that. And every day. And then people ask, why are you giving? Are you a pastor? Oh, he says, show me which pastor does it. In pastor seminar, I teach pastors different things. So what happened to him? Within that same year, at the age of 24, he owned 90% of Standard Oil Company. From New York, he was born and moved to Cleveland as a teenager, studied there and started working and read the scripture, began to do it, became a millionaire at the age of 24 in 1800. It is like a billionaire now. Amen? Okay? And then what? he began to be millionaire. His name was John D. Rockefeller. And then when he was 54 years, he got a sickness nobody could cure. He was a billionaire at that time. And he said, all the doctors at that time, you know, like a little house on the prairie doctor with a little bag, they couldn't find, do anything. They couldn't name the sickness he had. So I have 3 months to live. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. It says 42 minutes. Pretty good. I'm concluding. How much wealth I have? Sir, give us 3 days. You know, no computer in those days. They had to go through the books. They came back after 3 days. Sir, we have 200 billion in 1800. Now that money could pay off national debt of United States. One man can pay the debts of all the people in a country. Wow. So what he said to them, 200 billion? Give away half of that to all charity. They said, sir, so many employees, with your intelligence and hard work you earned, just give away? Yes. Yes, sir, you are the boss. How much we have now? 100 billion, he said. Give away half of this to all the churches. Sir, from 200, you are coming down to 50 billion. He said, I said it. What I said is said. You know what happened? He didn't die at the age of 54. He died 99 plus few months. Giving is such a powerful one. It changes the lives of the people. It changes your own future. Otherwise, just have a little dab on the face water. Sink water. Now, rain water. Blessing of a rain. You become a tiller, sower, and you will be the blessed one. Through you, thousands, in fact, millions will be showing up in heaven. We got almost, I don't know, 500 million will thank us in heaven. We were on TV in so many places, give altar call. We were preaching in the crusades in the DVD, 2.5 million, sometimes 3.2 million. Give an altar call, 500,000 lift their hand. We are very rich in souls. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So everybody finally lift your right hand and say, I have the word. I have a good name. I have the blessing. So I have the gospel. Now I can give to others. I will never be need-oriented. As he is, so am I. So he has only supply. My God doesn't have need. So am I in this world. God bless you.
I'll tell you, I love it when you preach faith. I still have your book, by the way. Yeah, I do. It's on my shelf. I looked at it today. So yeah, how long ago was that?